As hydrometeors are gaining charge within the updraft, large-scale charge separation occurs due to gravity and differential sedimentation of the grapple and ice particles. Denser grapple particles remain in the lower portions of the cloud, where lighter ice crystals are carried by the updraft into higher reaches and out into the anvil portion of the cloud. This leaves a net positive region at upper levels where ice crystals are carried and a net negative region at the mid-levels where grapple resides. A smaller region of positive charge is also often observed at the lowest levels, and it is likely a result of different processes, including inductive charging of melting hydrometeors. The inductive charging process is based on collisions again, but now the initial distribution of charge in each particle is induced by the local electric field rather than differences in particle growth. There's been many variations observed on this basic tripole structure, but a positive-negative-positive tripole structure is the most commonly seen and widely accepted structure out there. There are some areas near the Rocky Mountains where the tripole structure is not the dominant electric charge structure in storms. This can impact the type of CGs detected and how total lightning is measured.